discussing what's important.
These receivers have to do their part.
Show up on Sunday and see what you can do.
And having some fun along the way.
You know what they say about big feet, right?
Big socks.
Big shoes.
Big brain.
This is the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Well, Lottie freaking God!
With Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin.
Live and in living color in Nashville, Tennessee.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Release the hounds. Your sports live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. It's Friday, and we're at a baseball park. First Horizon Park, to be precise. Opening day for the Nashville Sounds. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back in the studios. Sean Marks here. Robbie Stanley's here taking photos. What's up, JoJo?
So I started listening to my favorite radio show, Robbie and Rex Show, at about 6:30 this morning.
It's a great show.
Headed to the gym. Robbie kept talking about how beautiful it was. I was like, and I'm out in Hermitage, and it's not, you know.
That's nice of him to say that about his wife.
It is, right? Yeah. So it's the sun really hadn't come. It was just different atmosphere out in Hermitage. And then I get here, and I'm like, God, this is beautiful. I mean, this is absolutely beautiful today. Beautiful setup here at First Horizon. So just let you know, Robbie Stanley is the George Washington of radio hosts. He cannot tell a lie.
It's true.
It's beautiful.
It is so true. It is. And we're excited to be here today. All of our shows will be here at First Horizon for opening day. And the Sounds will take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp tonight with pregame at 6:20 and first pitch at 6:35 on 94.9 The Fan with the great, talented Jeff Hem back for another season. It's time for Nashville Sounds baseball. It was funny. A friend of mine asked me who the Sounds play last night. Last night they asked me this question, who they play tonight, and I said the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and they go, you just made that up.
Well, it's the greatest redundant sports nickname of all time. I mean, Jumbo Shrimp.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
It's like being legally drunk. I mean, it's just superfluous words. Was it oxymoron? Superfluous words? I don't know. I didn't listen to
English. We're just morons. I mean, I don't really know.
I cheated off of Robbie's aunt in high school in English. That's how I survived. And that is a true story.
I was about to say, there's probably some truth to that.
Yep.
We have a stacked and packed show, or is it packed and stacked, for today. We'll talk some Preds at 9:30, unfortunately. It is official. They are eliminated from playoff contention after last night. It looked like that at the buzzer in the spirit of March that they had tied the game after blowing a lead, but the clock had expired. And, you know, it was just last night was perfect example of this season. They play well for two periods, have a 2-0 lead. The wheels fall off in the third. St. Louis, you know, ups it and brings the pressure. They take a 3-2 lead, and Nashville's unable to respond. So that was, you know, pretty much an example of how it's gone all year long. And now they're officially done, out of the playoffs. And so now you just kind of get to the end and see what happens after that with the offseason.
So here's my bone to pick. It's 3-2 last night. There's a minute and a half left to go. And Preds fans are asleep. By the way, and Robbie could attest to this, there were so many St. Louis Blues fans there last night it was unbelievable. Look, as long as you spend money, a lot of money, we're good for right now.
Sure.
But people leave in a minute and a half to go, and I'm like, why are you leaving? You're already here. And the guy next to me is like, I'm out of here. I can't take any more of this. I'm like, it's 3-2. Anything can happen. And the last, I think it was 13 seconds of that game were amazing because they were just knocking each other down, and the scrum was on. And the Preds fired in the net when it was like 0.45 seconds after the horn went off. We all go crazy. Blues fans are screaming, no, it's not a goal. Meanwhile, we're all up and down, yeah, and the Blues players are on the ice like slapping hands like, yeah, we won. And then they won the game. But I'm telling you, don't leave games.
No.
Don't leave a game. And it's always like, oh, you got to beat the park. You knew before you got there you would have a problem with traffic and parking. Just it's fine. Don't leave games.
Yep, I agree with that. You know, just know what you sign up for.
Yes.
So we'll talk to Brittany Austin, who's their VP of marketing. The animated game coming up on April 1st. Really excited about that. So she'll talk more about that. 10 o'clock. New Titans quarterback Tim Boyle is going to join us. Now, what's our connection to Tim Boyle?
So Tim Boyle played college at Eastern Kentucky University, and obviously we've got an in at
we
Eastern
know the
Kentucky
coach.
University. So I texted him Wednesday. We got through the channels, texted to Tim. He's been very gracious. He's, oh, I'd love to, so he's coming on at 10 o'clock today. Now, look, this is like his ninth team. We get all that. But the fact, Tim Hasselbeck told us this years ago.
Yep.
Until all 32 teams tell you to hit the road, keep playing football. And Tim Boyle is making his way around the league. Teams love him. Coaching staffs love him. So evidently he's doing something correct to be sticking around. So he's going to join us at 10 o'clock. I think he's got the best marketing plan in America. I don't know. This is like a seventh or eighth team.
Yeah.
Still getting paid. Somebody sent me a note and said he went to the same high school as Will Levis.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. I'm too lazy to Google. I'll Google that in a little bit.
Well, I mean, I am curious of, you know, coming in here and the appeal of, you know, competing in a crowded quarterback room because, you know, right now there's three of them. We all know there's going to be four, or we think there's going to be four. Now somebody could leave. But, you know, I'm curious of that competition. So we'll talk to him at 10 o'clock. Chris Sanders is going to join us before that at 9:45. And then at 10:30, our man Doug Scopel, who we randomly ran into in Miami one time, who has been with the Sounds since, maybe since they were formed. I don't know. He's been here a long time. He'll join us, and we'll talk more about what to expect with opening weekend and opening night here at First Horizon Park. But we also got some basketball tonight, Joe. Tennessee, Kentucky in the Sweet 16. I mean, I heard Robbie say, and I, like, when he said it, I was kind of like, huh? But I think I agree with him. That if Tennessee wins this game, I mean, this is going to be the biggest win in their history. Like a tournament Sweet 16 win over your arch rival.
Boy, that's a good one. Let me think about this for a second because you only made it to the Elite Eight twice.
Is it twice?
You met last year and then 2010.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, that is – yeah, you know what? Probably. You knock off Kentucky to go to the Elite Eight. Yeah, you're probably right on that.
And they've gotten you twice already this year. So
that Robbie Stanley, that guy, I mean, he's amazing.
There were four games last night. Florida advances, beats Maryland, 87-71. Duke defeats Arizona, 193. Arizona hung in there, but Duke was able to close it out. Alabama, I think I saw this right, set an NCAA tournament record, 25 three-pointers.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, they were just draining from behind the arc. It was. We were watching the Preds game. I was like, they could not miss. So they win 113-88. And then the game of the night goes to overtime. Arkansas and John Calipari had been in control. Texas Tech battles back, ties it up, goes into overtime. They win 85-83 in OT. So Arkansas is eliminated. So basically all chalk last night as you have the ones and twos and threes. All advancing to the Elite Eight, but some good games last night.
Explain this whole chalk thing to me.
Basically,
what's up with this?
Basically, your higher seeded teams win.
Okay,
like if you fill out a bracket and you have like all ones in your final four, that's chalk. Because basically, you're saying that the teams that should win are going to win.
Okay, all right. Now look, I'm hanging with the cool kids now. I had no idea what that meant. That was something that Joe Rexford came up with. Who's part of my favorite radio show, Robbie and Rexford, and all that. Well, good. I mean, so, that'd be – so tonight we got Tennessee, Kentucky, Purdue, Houston.
Ole Miss, Michigan State, and Michigan, Auburn.
Boy, would that not be great to see Ole Miss and Auburn in the Elite Eight? Goodness.
Or what about Michigan, Michigan State?
I don't like Michigan State because I don't like Joe Rexford. So that's even though he's part of my favorite radio show in the morning, Robbie and Rex Road.
You just woke up this morning and just chose to pick on Rex.
I do.
How is Rex Road? Like, is he feeling better?
Struggling, man.
He's struggling.
Struggling.
Well, you know what? I applaud him for doing the show because you know, I just that's showing the moxie that he has. A lot
well,
of heart.
Maybe Mitch Light can rub some Vicks on his chest later on and he can feel better. And he'll feel a lot better going forward. Do we have is there still a possibility of four SEC teams getting into the Final Four, which would be the first time ever?
I mean, yeah. Florida won.
So who does Alabama play in the Elite Eight?
That's a great question.
Duke? come on, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Duke, Alabama, Florida would play. Who does Florida play?
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So Duke and Alabama, Florida, Texas Tech, and then you got the games tonight. So yeah, it certainly could happen.
But there's also the possibility that none could make it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'd like to say, boy, it would drive people crazy if four SEC teams made the Final Four, because all the fan bases just wouldn't shut up. I wouldn't shut up about it either. I mean, like I said, 85 was the last time we got three in. St. John's, Georgetown, and Villanova. And they had Memphis. Keith Lee, who, by the way, might be my number two all-time favorite basketball player, is we all remember the Memphis State days. They got there up to the Keith Lee, man. I mean, there's some names you bring up of guys in college basketball.
There's a wrestler named Keith Lee.
Days of yore. Like Keith, Mr. Jennings up in East Tennessee State. Guys who you just remember from the tournament in the 80s who did things. And amazing. So I'd like to see it. It'd be fun.
I want to ask you a question when it comes to this tournament, though. And it's something that's been talked about a little bit, but I heard a national pundit mention it, and I've now noticed it a lot more. So I want to see if you have noticed this as well. We're live today at First Horizon Park. It is opening day for the Nashville Sounds. So you definitely want to come out here later tonight as they will take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. We look forward to that, and you can hear it on 94.9 The Fan with Jeff Hemp starting at 6:20. We'll come back with much more here on the Chasing Big Joe Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. A lot of heart.
Maybe Mitch Light can rub some Vicks on his chest later on and make him feel better.
I have pneumonia.
Yes.
Juvenile diabetes.
Yes.
Hysterical pregnancy.
A little bit, yes. You also have several diseases that have just been discovered in you.
I see. You're sure you just haven't made thousands of mistakes?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, this sounds like bad news.
Well, you'd think so, but all of your diseases are in perfect balance. If you have a moment, I can explain.
Well,
here's the door to your body, you see? And these are oversized novelty germs. That's influenza, that's bronchitis, and this cute little cuddle bug is pancreatic cancer. Here's what happens when they all try to get through the door at once. Move it, shout ahead. We call it Three Stooges Syndrome.
So what you're saying is, I'm indestructible.
Oh, no. In fact, even a slight breeze could...
Indestructible.
Oh, well done, Dr. Craig. Little C. Montgomery Burns on this Friday. Again, we're live at First Horizon Park. Oh, look, they're putting the graphics up, getting ready. When's Big Joe Dubin going to bat? That's what we want to know.
Nobody wants to know that.
Oh, that would be great. Sounds open their season tonight. You can weigh in on anything we're talking about at 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Before I get to my my point on the NCAA tournament, Clay has called in. Hello, Clay.
Boys, how are we doing?
Oh, we're wonderful. How are you?
We hungry this morning?
We are hungry. We're always hungry.
Donuts on the way.
Oh, let's go.
I'm Venmoing you right now. How much? $4?
Clay, do you know that your laugh is now a drop on our show?
I try to sound like Big Joe.
You have one of your own. Dr. Crane has taken it, in his abilities, and he's taking it upon himself to make you a drop. So congratulations.
Well, that's great. Y'all are the only show that has your own donut delivery.
We're very grateful for that.
Don't touch them.
They're sitting in the passenger seat there, Big Joe. Let's talk a little sports. This
go.
Is a sports talk show.
Yep, allegedly.
Did y'all watch the Alabama game last night by chance?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it. They were draining threes.
25 threes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, think about that. I think the Vanderbilt school record in 05 in Knoxville, I think they made 17 or 18 when they beat UT, and that's the school record. I think the Memorial gym record for Vanderbilt, maybe it's 15 or 16. 25-3. That's 75 points from three-pointers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, 25 times three, carry the one. Yeah, you were right. That is
good job on the math.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I mean, they could have scored 120 if they wanted to. If I mean, seriously, if they play like that, who's going to beat them?
Yeah, but, you know, can they replicate that, you know, night in and night out? That's the thing. Who you got in Kentucky and Tennessee? I know you hate both of them.
No, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I am a Vanderbilt fan, so I do not like the University of Tennessee. I firmly stand on the right-hand side, the correct side of the fence.
Yep.
So when Calipari was their coach, I didn't like him. So I hope they just beat, I was hoping they just beat the crap out of one another. Now Mark Pope is the coach, and I hear that they really like him. He sticks around and signs autographs after the post game and things like that. He knows how to appease to the fans. Go Big Blue.
Okay. All right. Clay has made his choice. Clay, we will see you in a bit. Thank you.
Thanks.
I mean, look, I think it's funny that he says that. Calipari was such a jerk.
Right.
That, like, they take anybody at this point.
You're right.
Okay. This just says Wes just needs to talk. So we'll bring in Wes. Wes, what's up?
Oh, happy Friday, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're good, man. How are you?
We've had better days. You know, we've had better days. And I just, you know, I wanted to voice an opinion about something. You know, every day we make mistakes. Sometimes it's a big mistake that gets brushed under the rug. Sometimes it's a big mistake that affects a bunch of people, you or anybody around you. The only thing that I have to say is, please just be considerate, because if someone makes a mistake, 9 times out of 10, it wasn't something that was done purposely.
And
whenever if you make a mistake, typically you feel bad about it, especially if it really, really impacts somebody else. And, we had a situation, you know, at work this week where a dog got cut really bad.
Ooh.
And that's never, I mean, I've never worked with another groomer or anything that has cut a dog and been like, yep, that was my intention. I'm so glad that I just really, really chopped that dog's ear off, you know, and I get it. It's a stressful situation, and it's not something that I would expect anybody to just be like, oh yeah, that's fine. But blasting it on social media and coming for a whole business or coming for somebody specifically, and man, it has snowballed into like one of the worst things, to the point where now I'm so anxious, I'm so worried and concerned every day to go to work that now I'm going to end up on social media if I make a mistake. And the only thing I want to say is, guys, just, you don't know what someone's going through. You have no idea what is in someone's head, what they're dealing with outside of this job. And I promise you, if I cut your dog or anybody else that I know cut your dog by accident, it was just that. It was an accident. It wasn't intentional. And please, just try your hardest to dig deep and understand that mistakes happen, and try your hardest to forgive that person and move on. Just be considerate of other people. That's all
Preach.
I got.
You good, man.
Amen.
We're here for
that.
You, brother. Anytime.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate
Thanks,
you. Yeah. Look, he's right. We all make – you and I make mistakes daily.
Jeez Louise. That's the thing. I mean, if you just sit there and focus on the mistakes you make every day, you wouldn't get out of bed.
I'll add something to that conversation, too. You know, if you make a mistake, learn to forgive yourself.
Ooh, it's tough.
You know, that's probably the toughest part. Forgiving others is the easy part. Forgiving yourself, that's what so many people struggle with.
It is. As my therapist said, remember this, God does not keep score.
Yeah.
So you mess up, and I tell people, throughout history, God's only had to work with humans, so he knows we were not perfect like that. So amen to that, Wes. Got you, brother. Anytime you need to talk, you know where we are.
Yep, 100%. Real quick, I'll wrap up my point with the tournament. Last weekend, I was watching, you know, all the coverage and everything, and I forgot who said it, but one of the pundits kind of pointed out that, you know, with NIL – you're not seeing as many upsets in the tournament. And if you look at this year especially, we've seen some minor ones, but nothing like, you know, a 16 beating a 1 or something like that. Do you agree with that? Do you think that the NIL and the portal and all that stuff has ruined some of the magic of March Madness, or is this just a down year?
I'm going to go with a down year for right now because it doesn't happen all the time. It's happened once, like this year, you know. So I think it's a down year, but they look like, you know, like Dalton Connect was at Northern Colorado, right?
Yes.
And then he does it at Tennessee. The kid from Tennessee that's from here, North Florida?
Yeah.
So good for these guys getting these opportunities now to move to bigger programs who might have been overlooked to come out of high school or junior college. I don't mind it. If it happens the next 2 years, then yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes these teams are just better than that other team. I mean, it happens. Everybody was it Jay Williams that got a lot of hate because he picked the top seeds to make it all the way to the Final Four?
Yeah, that's chalk. But yeah.
Yeah, and so like, hey, and they're like, oh, no upsets. You don't watch college basketball. He's like, I believe that these are the best teams, and he's being proved right now. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the fun with all that. But look, we talk about this. These teams don't win the Final Four. They very rarely get to the Elite Eight. You know, sometimes they get to the Sweet 16, but we list like the upsets of Day 1 and Day 2. But those, it's not happening this year because these teams are better. I mean, they are just better. Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Duke, Tennessee, I mean, just good basketball teams.
Yep, 100%. And look, I mean, it could go both ways in that if, you know, you got I'll use MTSU, for example, you got a couple of guys, transfers that Nick McDevitt gets in there that maybe weren't superstar players at their Power Four programs, you know, they come in and have a great year, and then you could get the upsets.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it definitely could, you know, happen. So I'm kind of with you. But I thought it was an interesting discussion.
Well, it's also now that, all right, I'm at a JUCO. I get to MTSU. I know I'm not staying at MTSU. And that's not nothing at MTSU or Western Kentucky, but these guys are looking to springboard to the Tennessees and Alabamas and Florida. But if you got them for a year, you got them for a year ride with and see how far you can go. Tennessee had Dalton Connect for 1 year, and they made the most out of it.
Well, and that's why I'm kind of intrigued to see what, you know, if Cam Ward is, in fact, going to come to – Tennessee to be the quarterback of the Titans. He is in town for the private workout and all that stuff. But if that's the case, I'm curious of how going from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami and then to the NFL, you know, how that affects him. You know, if that does have a positive for him moving forward. So we will see. Coming up next, there's a really cool thing that's going to be happening on Tuesday involving the Nashville Predators. Going into the hockey verse, Brittany Austin, the VP of marketing for the Nashville Predators, is going to join us coming up next to talk more about that here on the Chasing Big Joe Show live at First Horizon Park, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're at First Horizon Park today. It's opening night for the Nashville Sounds, Bridgestone Arena yesterday, of course. Coming up April 1st, that's Tuesday. The Predators will take on the Columbus Blue Jackets in Columbus. But on News Channel 5 at 6 o'clock, you will be able to watch something really, really cool. Our man Max Herz is going to be a part of it, Chris Mason as well. To learn more on this, we bring in the Predators Vice President of Marketing, Brittany Austin, who's on the line with us. Brittany, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. So I am very, very excited about Music City Hockey in Smashville. This animated game that we're going to be able to watch. And Max was telling me about it. He went to New York to do more with it. But this is going to be really cool for Preds fans and especially young Preds fans.
Absolutely. We're really excited. This is the first opportunity for the Preds to participate in something like this. We're partnering with the NHL to create what they call a data visualization. It's pretty neat in that you take the real data from what's going on the ice in Columbus, and they transform it into animated version of what you're seeing in real time. We've built out an entire world of Smashville, and we're excited to kind of bring this to life for kids and families. And it's a unique way to sort of experience and learn about hockey and our city and our players in a pretty, pretty unique way.
So I guess for reference, people that have watched the NFL games on Nickelodeon, seen the animated stuff, it's similar to that. Like, we're seeing this technology now, which is really cool.
Absolutely, yeah. There's technology called the NHL Edge puck and player tracking data that they take and that transfers into this world. And so that'll be happening in real time, but we've created this whole scene that is a hockey rink on Broadway that features sort of all of our iconic Nashville and Music City icons. You're going to see the Ryman, the Grand Ole Opry, Bluebird Cafe, and you're going to see hockey right in the middle of it. So it's similar to those broadcasts that we've seen, but it'll be super unique to us and representing Smashville in an animated way.
Brittany, the main thing about this is not try to figure out how it's done, just enjoy it, because I think I've been looking at it like, how are they doing this? And I'm thinking, just enjoy it, Joe. Is that what we should do?
Absolutely. This is intended to be a fun way to sit down with your kids and your families and your neighbors and enjoy just a hockey game through a different lens. Nash is the star of the show. He's sort of going to be bringing his Music City friends, featuring some of our bobbleheads that we've done this year. So you're going to see Keith Urban and Tim McGraw, Vince Gill, Amy Grant. You're going to see Nash kind of going on these really fun adventures. If you follow us on social media, you've started to see some peeks of what those look like, but it's definitely intended to be a fun way to learn about hockey. You're going to see a lot of our players answering questions that kids want to know, like little things from, you know, what's your favorite food to what was your favorite music growing up. And so definitely intended to be just a fun way to watch a hockey game through a different lens.
We're talking to the Vice President of Marketing, Brittany Austin. So Brittany, make sure I'm correct with this. It's going to air on Channel 5 starting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, correct?
That's correct. News Channel 5, 6 p.m. So everyone will be able to watch it. And then it'll also be on NHL.com for those locally. But, yeah, tune in. It's going to be a great show.
When you were first approached with this, like all that's happening, was it like, let's do this? Because I think this is so much fun.
Absolutely. We are all about trying new and fun things in Smashville. And so when the NHL went to teams, there was about 17 people or 17 different teams that applied, and we were one of the four that were selected to do this locally. The NHL are great partners of ours, and they love Nashville and love Smashville and know how great our fans are in this market. And so we were super excited to raise our hand and say yes. This is the first time they've done this on the local level, so it's really unique to be able to bring our kind of world to life for family and kids.
Brittany, when are they going to unveil the animated version of Sean Henry? Because we're all really looking forward to seeing that.
You know, he didn't make the character cut, but we have joked about needing to find a way to get something in there, a gold sweater vest and gold kicks for sure.
That could be fun. So we're really looking forward to that coming up on Tuesday. On Thursday, April 3rd from 6 to 10, it's the annual Wine Fest. It's going to take place on the Bridgestone Arena floor. That one just came. I mean, this is a big event that happens every year, but it's hard to believe it's a week away. But looking forward to this one as well.
Absolutely. Always a fun event. Great to get down on the floor and get to taste a lot of local wines from all over. So it's an event not to miss for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Brittany, thanks so much for doing this today. We're looking forward to watching the animated game on Tuesday. And we know our man Max Hurst is going to do a great job as well.
He is. They had a little too much fun in the rehearsal, so anticipate that will be the same on Tuesday.
Yes, Brittany, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Brittany Austin, bye-bye. The VP of Marketing for the Nashville Predators, joining us. And again, you can watch the program on News Channel 5 coming up on Tuesday at 6 o'clock as Music City Hockey in Smashville as the Predators will take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Obviously, you have that you can watch with the kids. You'll have the traditional broadcast on FanDuel. We'll have the radio broadcast here as well. So a lot of different ways that you can take in some Predators hockey. Going to be really cool. What do you think an animated version of us would look like?
Oh, my gosh.
We'd be the Simpsons.
We would be. I don't want to see that. I really don't.
I do.
And I don't think anybody would watch that either. I'm not sure. But, no, that'd be kind of cool. But I think all this is, you know, they did obviously with the Nickelodeon and all the stuff they started there with the thing. What was
the
that
SpongeBob thing? And
yeah, like, all yeah. that. So yeah. It's kind of cool. Why not? It'd be fun to watch a game that way.
Yeah, I definitely think it will. Coming up next, we'll shift gears. We'll talk a little football with our man Chris Sanders, get his thoughts on Cam Ward visiting the Titans and all of that. Here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, we're live today at First Horizon Park for the Nashville Sounds opening night. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Little Whitney on this Friday, chasing Big Joe live at First Horizon Park. Sounds opening night. I know our next guest, Christopher Dwayne Sanders, loves some Whitney. We bring in Chris Sanders now. How could you not feel bad with Whitney?
Man, I just love when her first album came out, I think it was 1980-something. Hey, I should listen to it all the time. That caught me off guard, man.
Hey, I wanted you to feel good this morning.
Man, I'm doing good, actually. Appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we're obviously glad to have you. So we had the pro day down at Miami with Cam Ward.
Yes, sir.
Now there are reports that he's in town for the private workout. They had the entire contingent from the Titans, including Jim Wyatt, were down there. I mean, it's pretty much we know now, right? Like, it's a foregone conclusion. Yeah. Cam Ward is going to be the next quarterback of the Tennessee Titans.
I really believe so, and everybody knows, you know, the intangible that he has. We know his skill set is great, but here's what I love about the whole pro day is what he said afterward to when he was doing his interview. He said this. He was talking like a veteran football player. He said some quotes like this, you know, throwing on rhythm, getting depth in the pocket, you know, climbing to the pocket when I need to. And here's the crazy part about the whole situation, how he was dissecting a defense. So when you're talking about getting a guy to come in and play right away, I mean, I think he's your guy. He may come in and struggle a little bit, make some mistakes, but listening to what he said, listen to him dissect the defense, listen to him talking about quarterback play in the pocket, it just shows you he can come in and play right away.
Do you like the idea of – we're going to have Tim Boyle on in just a few minutes, who just signed here is another quarterback. You know, so right now that's three quarterbacks in the QB room. You add Ward, that would be four. Do you like that? I mean, we all know how it's going to shake out probably, but do you like that type of competition going into camp?
Absolutely, because the thing about it is, just say if Cam Ward comes in here and he struggles and, you know, he gets hurt or something like that, you got to have a valuable backup. And I think that the three guys that are in, I think that they're going to have some great competition, because at the end of the day, you know, the teams that win are the teams that stay healthy. I think it was maybe about 3 or 4 years ago where a lot of the starting quarterbacks got hurt, and the teams that were winning had valuable backups. So you have a situation to where you're creating competition, you're creating a situation to where if Cam Ward, if they do draft Cam Ward, he goes down, you still have a valuable backup to come in and not miss a beat. So I think it's very imperative. I know it's kind of silly to bring in to have four guys in that quarterback room, but at the end of the day, you need to have a valuable starter and also have a valuable backup.
You got to witness it firsthand because you came in at 95 with Steve McNair, and Floyd used to tell the stories of that he basically got in front of the media and said, here's Steve McNair, get a good look because you're not going to see him for a while. He's going to sit, he's going to learn, before he got his opportunity. So you witnessed that. How beneficial was it for him to not have the pressure of having to play in week in and week out? And even for you as a guy that – was having to prove yourself, you probably got some reps alongside him, which probably helped your chemistry.
Yeah, and the thing about it is Steve McNair had a chance to develop into the quarterback that he was, because, you know, when you come in, and you said a key word is the pressure that Steve McNair was under. So if you bring a kid in here that he is a great athlete, he is a great quarterback, but he comes into a situation to where all the pressure's on him, some people crack and some people exceed. But with Steve McNair, he had a chance to learn. He had to learn from Jerry Rome. He had to learn from Les Steckel, guys like that that could help him develop into, you know, the quarterback that he was. But now you got a situation today that everybody's expecting that a quarterback that gets drafted first round, they're expecting him to play right away, like the C.J. Strouds and guys like that. But at the end of the day, with Steve McNair, when he developed into that great quarterback and had a chance to sit down and learn, that's why he became a co-MVP later on down the road, because he had a chance to develop and understand what being a quarterback is.
Chris Sanders is with us. Chris, you ready?
Mike, where's my theme song?
Here we go.
Okay.
That's good. Baby.
All right.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know the crazy part about this, Big Joe?
What?
Is I was just listening to that song 2 days ago. That's why I'm laughing. That's the jam. That's Tony Tone, man.
Well, it's funny. When I come to work, this is not a joke. I'm like, all right, Lord, what song we got for Chris? I'm telling you.
Yes.
They played on the way in today. I'm like, this is perfect. 1990. You're a senior in high school, and you're getting ready to go and everything, and boom.
But you know what? That song is one of those happy songs that I really, really love, especially when I was in actually, it was 1990, 91. I would always listen to that song because my first year at Ohio State, it was probably one of the hardest years I'd ever been through. So with that song that you played, and I'm not just saying this because you played it, but those are the times when you go through trials and tribulations and say, you know what, it feels good to be at Ohio State. It feels good to be alive. It feels good to have your next meal. So I had to – that's why that song means a lot to me. That's good stuff, man. God,
yeah,
that's good.
Right. Yeah, it feels
so good.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jason
– No.
Jason mentioned that Cam Ward's in town.
Yes.
Is there a moment – you know, like he's getting pulled and prodded every different direction, everybody.
Yep.
Does he need a go-to, like a mentor, a guy that's away from it all and he can talk to? How valuable would that be for him?
It's so valuable. I mean, just to help him process of what actually is going on because, you know, you're going through all the interviews, you're going through the pro day, but this is a whole different monster when you get into the NFL. So if he can get with somebody and just teach him the ins and outs, how to handle pressure, how to handle the media, all these things, then he's going to be well prepared. But you got to understand that, you know, there's a great price to play when you're walking in greatness. So everybody's putting you left and right, commercials and doing all this. And then now when you come to the Tennessee Titans, you go from being a guy from the University of Miami to the face of a franchise. That's a whole different pressure. So if I was sitting down to mentor him, I'd say, listen, let's do this. First of all, we're going to surround yourself with people that care about you. Don't care about what you do. They care about you. They want to see you succeed. And then number two, I just say, listen, man, just enjoy the ride and enjoy the process. And number three, I would say you got to be a professional in everything you do. So those are the things that I would say to Cam Ward.
And, you know, and this falls back on when Vince Young was here. I don't think Vince Young had that because now he had the Rose Bowl game, and now he's here. He's the face of the franchise. All the money being thrown at him. I don't think Vince had a person like that that you needed to be like, all right, let's separate
ourselves
from everybody.
He could have if the damn owner had stayed out of the way.
Right?
Yeah.
But I just think Vincent didn't have any of that.
But you know why? I think – this is just my opinion. I think people were afraid to approach Vince because of his success. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings that he's mad at me. And I think that – you know, it's funny that you're talking about that because I was looking at a thing that Vince Young was talking about. He did an interview, a podcast, and he said he surrounded himself with the wrong people. And here's what he said that really stuck out. He said, I wouldn't listen to anybody. So when you have a situation to where you're not going to listen to anybody, but you get somebody that doesn't care if you're a star to say, listen, man, let's go down this route so you don't make the mistakes that they made. So that's the kind of – go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you talk about that and moving on with things. How did you – I don't think we've ever asked you this. How did you know when it was over? Like, I'm done with football.
You know, I knew it was over when I think I was running a route, right, because my back was done. And this is when I came back with the Tennessee Titans, whatever, and I couldn't run. I couldn't run like I used to. Usually I'm running by people, and now I'm going against people that are running like 4.8, and I can't even run by them. So I basically knew that was over. And it's kind of like, you know, you're driving, and you see a sign that says yield. Even though you keep going, eventually you're going to have to stop. And that's kind of like what my life was with football. Is I felt like I was going, but eventually it came to a stop. So when I felt that it came to a stop, it was hard. But at the end of the day, football was what I did. It wasn't who I was. So I had to understand that.
Chris, let me ask you this: Cam Ward's in the building. And as Joe alluded to, like, he's getting pulled from all different directions and talking to, you know, this person and talking to the chef and talking to, you know, whatever. If the report came out that there was a part where Cam said, hey, everybody, I appreciate it, but can I just have a minute? And he walks out on that field and it's just him and he just kind of takes it in. To me, if I heard something like that, I'm like, I want that guy in my building right now. Because
he knows
his limits. He's not afraid to say, give me my space. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the thing about us, we as men, we're afraid to say those things. Because if we say I need to step away, the world says it's a sign of weakness. That is completely false. It's just saying I got to step away and get my composure back. That's how you know, like – you see guys that retire and then come out of retirement, what they're basically saying is, I just need a break.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of all the meetings. I'm tired of all the coaches. I'm tired of, you know, going to the same place. I'm tired of getting scrutinized. It's just stepping away and getting a clear picture of what you want to do. And what's so sad is sometimes we as fans think that if a guy does that, that it's a sign of weakness. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Look at the situation with A.J. Brown. Nobody knew he was going through mental health, mental stuff in his mind, you know, because he was afraid to talk to anybody. But the thing about it is, it's like, we got to be life preservers in people's life. We see people drowning. Throw your life out there and pull them out of the mud as opposed to dogging them. Say, let's take a break. Let's learn from the situation to help you become a better man, a better football player, and just a better human being in task.
Amen to that, my friend. Chris, thanks as always. By the way, we're all kind of in this together, but excited about the Nashville Cats coming back this weekend. I know you and Eli Gold are going to be doing the TV broadcast. Big Joe and I are going to be handling radio, so we're excited about it. It's going to be fun.
Man, it is. I love the fast pace. I love to see what the Cats are doing, and then the team that they're playing, Albany. Whoa, they got some dudes, man. So I'm excited to see what's going on, so we're excited.
Greg Pogue texted me and said they will have a uniform and helmet for you just in case.
Yep.
So,
and Chris, he looks like Conway Twitty.
Chris, you can't see right now, but I'm gonna share my Nashville Cats notes with you right now on the stream. It's a blank page.
It is. I had to research.
It is. Hey, it's a blank canvas. That's what
right,
it is.
Here we go, man.
We'll see you tomorrow, Chris.
Man, appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver and Nashville Cats analyst, joining us here on the program. We are moving fast and furious today from one thing to another, including coming up next, new Titans quarterback Tim Boyle. We'll talk to him. He's going to, you know, probably be in the same room as Cam Ward at some point, but we'll get his thoughts on signing with the Titans and why this was a good fit for him. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe live today, First Horizon Park. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.